So let's talk about what's happening this weekend. As early as Thursday, let's kick it off. Goodness gracious, celebrate the season in song. Grand Rapids Symphony's Wolverine Worldwide Holiday Pops hits our stage yet again in tradition form. Thanks to the symphony and the symphony chorus and the youth chorus and obviously those in the house to remind us of this. Always a pleasure. Jeffrey Kaczmarczyk, on behalf of you, Senior Manager, Communications and Media Relations with the symphony. Good morning.
Good morning, Shelley.
Appreciate you, Patrick Curis, on behalf of the Symphony Voices, yourself a member of the chorus and what, board member with the youth chorus?
That's correct. Good morning.
When did you start singing?
Well, when I started singing was a long, long time ago, but I've been with the Symphony Chorus. I think this is probably my 11th or 12th season with them.
Great. And board membering the youth chorus.
The Symphony Youth Chorus is one of my great loves. It's such a great program, and my daughter was a part of it for many years. She's in college now and no longer a member of that, but I can't quit hanging out with them.
No, you can't keep her from aging either. Well, good right. That you give volunteer your time. So here we are, Jeffrey, yet another tradition about ready to open. Give me the specs.
Absolutely. The Wolverine Worldwide Holiday Pops, a West Michigan tradition for more years than I've been able to count. And it's a marvelous program. I like to call it homegrown entertainment for a hometown audience because we've got the Grand Rapids Symphony, all of whom live here, of course, the Grand Rapids Symphony Chorus and the Youth Chorus and special guest Embellish Handbell Ensemble, and these are all local people. The only special guest we have is our guest-based baritone, Justin Hopkins. He was here with us two years ago in 2016 and brought the house down with his performance of You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch. He's got the deep pipes, as Bob Bernhard likes to say, he does it in the original key, and not everyone does. It's marvelous.
Awesome. Justin Hopkins. And this is conducted by Principal Pops conductor Bob Bernhard, correct?
Yes, Bob. Bob is the man. He's done several of our holiday pops in a row now since he joined us in 2015.
So tell me more about the Grand Rapids Symphony Chorus and what we actually see this weekend from Thursday through, Sunday?
That's right. The chorus is a group of about 140 singers. We're a volunteer group. Most of us have had years and years of singing experience. We all get together every Monday night to rehearse, and we love it. We're great friends. We have a lot of fun traditions of our own, and Holiday Pops is one of the most fun times of the year we have. It's an intense weekend, but it's great fun. I know everyone looks forward to it.
Yes. When do you actually, well, first of all, for this this presentation, will you be in full chorus?
We have a group of about 88 singers that will be with us for each performance. The limits of the stage setup are such that we can't have everybody on stage at every performance, but it'll be a great-sounding group every time.
Who makes up the youth chorus?
The Grand Rapids Symphony Youth Choruses is a group of actually three choruses, kids aging in range from first grade through high school. The youngest kids and the middle group are not part of this weekend's performances, although they have their own things, and there's a holiday concert that they have coming up. But the Grand Rapids Symphony Youth Chorus is kids ranging in age from 7th grade through 12th grade, and they will be joining us for the first half of each of the Holiday Pops performances.
And obviously, star Pearl Shankwan is your leader of the chorus, and we'll be monitoring her along with Sean Ivory.
That's right. Sean directs the youth chorus. He and his wife Leah get together, and they actually each have a piece that they've composed specifically for this concert on the program as well.
I'm just going to go right there, Jeffrey. Will Santa be in the house?
I have it on good authority that he's carved some time out of his schedule and will be showing up for a hello.
Yes. Now, this is such that we're talking a 7:30 start on Thursday.
7:30 on Thursday, 8 p.m. on Friday and Saturday, with matinees at 3 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. So two performances on Saturday.
How do you keep it fresh, Patrick?
I love singing Christmas music. It's just fun to get up there and let that flow. The music is not terribly difficult for us, so there's not a lot of stress in doing it. We just love to get up there, put a smile on your face, and sing.
How will you keep your voice fresh?
I plenty of rest, drink a lot of water, and don't oversing it.
Yes, yes. The obviously, there's some tradition with these on an annual basis. I've been playing our sleigh ride for a purpose. We'll hear Leroy Anderson's sleigh ride, Jeffrey.
Yes, the program is different every year and quite a bit different, but we almost always have Leroy Anderson's Sleigh Ride, and it'll be on this year. And the Symphony Chorus can be counted on to sing the Hallelujah Chorus from Handel's Messiah. That's another enduring tradition. And there is always a Christmas Carol sing-along, although it's a different arrangement every year. And we put the words up on the screen just in case you don't know them. But we turn the whole auditorium into the Grand Rapids Symphony Chorus.
Yes. So, again, Patrick, take me behind the scenes. I mean, when do you actually, you're all professionals, yet you're volunteers. When do you actually rehearse with the symphony and the youth chorus?
Our chorus rehearsals are each Monday night, and we've been working on Holiday Pops for just a couple of weeks now because we're coming off of our fall performance, which was a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. But we have our first rehearsal on stage with the symphony tonight. We will go on stage tomorrow and let it rip. Most of our shows, we have two orchestra rehearsals, but this one is a little bit more compressed, and so we toss it together and make it happen.
Awesome. And is there choreography that's involved, or basically, we'll hear mostly the talents versus you won't be dancing and jumping and.
No, there's a lot of behind-the-scenes choreography, and it's difficult to get a large group of people moving on and off stage in an orderly fashion, but most of the time you don't see that. I think the most complex choreography is to make sure that we all have our folders in the correct hand as we come on and off stage.
Yeah, that's true. People still recognizing you from the Today Show?
Maybe a friend here or there. The best story of that was I got a text from my sister after that saying, oh my gosh, I just heard my brother on the Today Show.
Nice, Noah. In Carnegie Hall, lending your talents, and yes,
right,
waking
that was
up
back in April when the Grand Rapids Symphony was in New York City, yes.
Yes. Jeffrey, tickets available, but get them quickly, I would think.
Yes, especially for Friday, Saturday night, and Sunday evening, tickets sell very quickly. We have better availability on Thursday evening and Saturday afternoon.
Great. And is this kind of the finale of your year then?
Not at all, not at all. We come back on December 19th and 20th. With our annual Cirque de Noël. In fact, it is our 10th annual Cirque de Noël. We've been working with this company called Cirque de la Symphonie for a decade now, and they come and they're a troupe of aerial artists and jugglers and contortionists and quick change artists, and they put on a show in front of the symphony and above the symphony while the Grand Rapids Symphony plays holiday music and classical favorites. So it's Christmas once again, but it's Christmas for the eye as opposed to this weekend, which is Christmas for the ear.
Yes, and you mentioned, Patrick, your Grand Rapids Symphony's chorus has just presented to us. Do you get back in the swing in the 2019?
Yep, we have a few weeks off, and then we move right into rehearsing for our Bach Festival, Tchaikovsky, and we have a busy spring season coming up.
How does one get involved with the chorus?
We have auditions once or twice a year. You can look on the symphony website, and we have those announced at that time. If we have any slots open in January, there will be an announcement of those. And then sometime during the summer, usually in August, we have a few audition dates as well.
But you're keeping your tenor seat for a while, aren't you?
I plan to.
Yes.
Your tenors are hard to come
by, that's for sure.
That's right.
Right. Is there a way to get specifically hold of the Grand Rapids Symphony Chorus?
Best way is through the Grand Rapids Symphony website. There's a chorus page there, and we also have a Facebook page, Grand Rapids Symphony Chorus.
Great. Enjoy your time this weekend. Jeffrey, details one more time, please.
Yes, the Holiday Pops, the Wolverine Worldwide Holiday Pops, opens Thursday evening, 7:30, with more performances 8 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 3 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. Tickets start at $18 for adults, $5 for students. You can call the office at 454-9451 or go online to grsymphony.org.
Great. Thank you, gentlemen, for certainly lending your talents. You don't want to go out with a solo or anything there, do you, Patrick? No, okay, I'll just go.
Solo music in this program.
Okay, I'll go out with that sleigh ride again. Take care, gentlemen.
Thank you.